Hey, this is DJ Momo, and you're about to hear my show Bozo Dubbed Over on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Classic song, you guys. That was Carnival by the Cardigans, and it's by far one of my faves. I just love that drum. Like, that song makes me want to be a drummer. Like that thing that they do at the end. My God. Anyway, hey, I'm DJ Momo. This is my show Bozo Dubbed Over. I've had a crap day. It's just like one of those days that you're just like, crap. Like, this is today's crap. Like, I hate today. I've had one of those days. It happens to people, you know. I lost my headphones. If you see a pair of white JBL headphones that are cracked on one of the ears and have like teal hair dye, like staining like the inside part, those are mine. And please return them to me. I listen to music all day, all the time, and I really, 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 really need them. So please give them to me. I need them to live. They're on, like, my Maslow's hierarchy of needs under, like, actually, probably, like, before sleep. I think food is probably ahead of music, though. I don't know. Maybe music ahead of food. Maybe music's at the top. Who knows? But yeah, I've just had one of those days. So if you've had one of those days, I'm sorry. You should stomp your feet a little bit and you should yell about it a little bit because you deserve to. And crap days happen to everyone, but it's only Tuesday. Sorry. That probably made everyone go, oh, it's only Tuesday. But I swear, we're so close to the end of the week. If you're at UVM, we have Friday off, which for some professors apparently means it's a good idea to assign a due date at 11:59 for a really vague essay. Not saying who specifically, but some people tend to think that's a really good idea. I don't. I personally am looking forward to using, or was looking forward to using this Friday to rest. But I guess I'll be working on that essay, so thanks a lot. No, but I will actually get it done and have a great weekend, and I hope all of you do too. And I'm going to read you a little something from the station about just positivity, because I think I need a little dose of that today. I can't say the word on radio. A small act such as saying hello can have a big impact. Sometimes it might feel awkward to greet strangers, whether that stranger is someone you see in passing, a customer service worker, or another friendly face. But if you take the time to say hello, even if just a head nod of acknowledgement, the result is far from awkward. According to a study referenced in Psychology Today, commuters who greeted strangers on public transportation felt more socially connected afterward. That's because these acknowledgments can result in surprising conversations, whether deep or fleeting, that might promote a new way of thinking, a new friendship, or simply make life a little more interesting. Saying hi also has the power to make someone else's day. So, next time you find yourself in the midst of someone you don't know, offer a hello. This gesture might just be the positivity or encouragement they've been needing. This message has been brought to you by your Pleased to Meet You DJs here at 90.1 WREV FM Burlington. Ugh. And it's true, guys. Talk to a stranger. Strangers make your day. I have some of my best interactions with people I barely know, and with people I do know and my loving, amazing friends, but you know, talking to a stranger is fun and rewarding. Anyway, I got a great show for you today. It's a lot of like new music, a lot of kind of going back to my indie roots here a little bit with this show. Kind of some rainy day songs, but ones that I think will bring you comfort rather than pure sadness. So I hope that you enjoy that and that the show cheers you up some wherever you're at in your day. I'm DJ Momo, and this is Bozo Dubbed Over.
This is the beginning.
Same time.
kitchen lonely bed. The thoughts on the sea are blissfully free. They will come to no harm, 'cause the waves are so calm. Oh, let me think a while. To the playground of your smile. The wind through the frame whistles your name, though you said goodbye. You did not leave my mind. Oh, I've got to get away from this town. Don't want to face the ominous clouds. Oh, not now, not now, not now. I've got to find a place, be myself and learn to face the ominous clouds. But not now, not now. To look back on the bay and hide with my hand what's left of the land, though I leave it behind, it will not leave my mind. Oh, I've got to get away from this town. Don't want to face the ominous clouds. Oh, not now, not now, not now. I've got to find a place, myself and learn to face the ominous clouds, but not now.
Hope you liked that segment. That was Husbands by Geese. I've been hearing a lot about this album, Getting Killed by Geese. That's like a new album. And I was like, oh, like, what are people saying about that? Like, is it really that good? And then I listened to Husbands today when I was on my walk to class, and I was like, oh, so they're not playing around, actually. So actually, this is really good. Anyway, before that song was Star Power IV Ooh Ooh by Foxygen, and prior to that was Ominous Cloud by Broadcast, and the first song of the set was Never Ever by Villager. So, hope you like that segment. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Broadcast because I learned that the singer, like, died young. Which just, like, whenever I hear that, it's just so haunting, especially listening to Broadcast. If you know Broadcast, then you're like, that's some haunting frickin' music. So check that out. I was so dreadfully sick this weekend, and I need to talk about it. Guys, the stomach bug, do not mess around with it. You would know if you had it, Alex. Alex is in the station with me. You would know if you had it, because it came on so suddenly while I was babysitting my cousin. And I, like, had to call my aunt to come back, and I went home, threw up every 10 minutes. And then my mom so kindly Instacarted me some groceries, and this lovely woman from Instacart came, and she had all these bags, and she was bringing them out, and she was like, wait, I have more. And I was like, oh, okay. And she turns back to the car, and I feel myself getting sick, and I throw up all over my front steps. And, like, well, she's, like, getting the bag still, and she doesn't notice, so I'm just like, well, she doesn't notice, we're rolling with that. And I went and I retrieved more bags, and I was like, oh, like, my mouth looks like, I don't know, like a frog with, like, a big bubble in its mouth. And she was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I was not okay. I ran in with the bags, threw them on the floor, ran to the bathroom, and vomited again. The stomach bug is no joke, and it spreads very easily, very contagiously. Guys, make sure, okay, not a view of the station, but view of mine. If you're sick, wear a mask. That's like, that's like number one way to prevent stuff. That's why we started masking originally, was to prevent illness. And so if you wear something that's preventable by masking, then do that. I can't actually, I'm going to confirm right now, is stomach bug prevent by masking, because I don't want to be spreading false information online. Oh, it does not. Yes. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, I'm really glad I googled that live on air. So norovirus, I forgot about that, is not preventable by masking. It's actually just washing hands, which is something you should be doing anyway. Wash your hands. That's how you prevent stomach bug. Wash your hands, guys. Backed by science and my Google to make sure that what I was saying was correct on air. So wash your hands if you don't want the stomach bug. Vomiting lasted like a day, though. It wasn't that bad. And then the next day, it was just like very uncomfortable. And today, I'm slightly less so. So that's good. Glad it's gone. I see my doctor mom texting me. My doctor mom texting me live. No, it's not. Fecal oral route. Okay, so fecal oral. So poop and mouth. That's what I'm getting from there. Don't poop in anyone's mouth, guys. It'll spread the stomach bug, okay? That's message from DJ Momo. yeah. Ask a doctor for relevant medical information, not your DJ. Okay, gonna head to the next segment now. Bye, guys.
I dream. Thank you.
Blood Orange, guys. The Complete Knock. That's that song. The Complete Knock by Blood Orange. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, because you know I enjoyed it. Prior to that, I had Pang 33 by Stereolab, Hello Rain by The Softies, and My Garden by At. So I hope you liked that segment, because I did. I made it. Yeah, currently Alex and I are living it up in the stew. We're making protest posters for the rally tomorrow, because guess what? UVM thinks that you want to be complicit in genocide in the job that you get after graduating. Isn't that cool? Well, it's true. UVM is inviting four companies involved very, very directly. This is not some conspiratorial stuff. This is like very, very direct involvement. RTX, FBI, Global Foundries, and Marvel Technology all involved directly in producing surveillance tech and weapons for Israel to destroy Gaza. They are all coming to our upcoming campus career fairs. So obviously this is not the opinion of the station. This is the opinion of me as an individual DJ. But I would say come to that protest. There's a rally and picket at Davis Circle tomorrow, 11:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be signs. I know SJP has a lot of signs. I'm currently making signs, so hey, find the DJ and I can give you signs. Yeah, picket the crap out of that, because I just think that's so crazy. We have a gigantic rock on our campus that says justice, and yet when UVM actually is held accountable to that value, they're like, no, but that messes with our plans. Well, you see, we already invited the people that make the bomb, so what about that? Are we gonna have to send them an email and say, don't come to our house? That's just crazy. Yes, you are supposed to do that, because literally, okay, these are all, like, engineering companies, but I'm, like, a humanities major. Every single one of my classes is about, like, decolonization and, you know, like, colonial projects and their, like, violence and their impacts. And it's just crazy to me that UVM would bring these companies here who go directly against the content of the classes that they are teaching, the ideology that they are teaching. Well, not necessarily, ideology is a strong word, but the values that they are teaching or purport to teach. It's just kind of crazy to me. To me personally, not as the views of the station. But yeah, so come to that picket. It's tomorrow, 11:45 to 3 p.m. at the Davis Circle. Let's get genocide out of the career fair, because why is that there? You guys should apply somewhere cooler. There's so many more opportunities. Yeah, let's get into this next segment. Got a cool new song from Night Tapes, a band that my friend Ella showed me. Very cool band. So hope you like that. Okay, bye.
car trying to get away. Must be an actor the way you play. Oh, you think I didn't know? You spend your life on a list, but to me you don't exist. Don't put your trust in the lingerers. God knows what you pay just for having a fun day. Spend all your cash in a one-night splash. Have you had enough of the phone calls? Well, I don't have your love, it's a lonely war.
that's my cue. Hey guys, that was Words and Guitar by Sleater-Kinney, one of my favorite Sleater-Kinney songs. Probably my favorite Sleater-Kinney song, other than Modern Girl. Anyway, prior to Words and Guitar was Fundraiser by Bar Italia, White Cross by Sonic Youth, a new song called Noise by 40 Winks, and another new song starting off the set called Enter by Night Tapes. So I hope you liked all that. You can find all that on WRAV.org. Yeah, it's been a great show, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Keep protesting, and also take care of yourself and make sure you're like sleeping regularly, because that's something I've instituted in the past week and it's really helped my life when I have time to do it. Okay, love you guys. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week. And tune into Exposure tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. We got, who's this band? Spatic. This band named Spatic is coming to Exposure tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m. So tune in for that. Gonna get some nice live local stuff. Okay. Bye, guys.